Hello, everyone. Thank y'all so much for tapping back into another episode of my podcast. We still rocking out over here. Yes, ma'am. I am so happy about that. So since the last time I spoke to y'all on here, I have done a few things. I hope that everyone had a very happy 4th of July, even though Juneteenth is our day. Y'all already know what's up. So I did go down to California with my mom and my brother to visit more of my family for the 4th of July. I'm just going to run y'all through how that went. So we had a late night flight, and just a little something about me. I used to work at the airport, so I'm sitting here telling my mom all day everything is gonna be all cool, calm, and collected at the airport at nighttime, because nighttime is usually slow and mornings are usually the busiest time at the airport, because that's the time where most of the flights go out. Boy, did I assume wrong. We get to the airport and all the lines are long. Like, when I say all the lines are long, all of them were long. The check-in line, the security line, I literally could not believe it. It was like everyone had a late night flight for the holiday. Then we get through security, we stop to get some food. The food line was long. Everybody wanted Qdoba. It was crazy. It was really good that we got there at a good time, though. So if anyone is listening right now and has some traveling plans this summer, definitely don't try to push your luck and get to the airport at the last minute. Give yourself a decent amount of time. For domestic flights, give yourself at least 2 hours. If you're flying international, give yourself at least 3 hours. Because you don't want to be the person at the airport rushing, because folks are outside this summer. You hear me? Outside. So anyways, we boarded our flight and got to California pretty late. But when we got to California, it was hot as hell. I still 100% prefer the heat over the cold, but California, specifically Sacramento, California, has the heat that will leave you with an attitude on your face. I had an attitude on my face. So the next day was the 4th of July festivities. We did go to one of my cousin's houses, and more family came over her house, and it really was just a beautiful experience being around all the family. I always enjoy and really just cherish being in California around my family, because I don't go out there all the time. Also, we drove down to spend some more time with more family members to a restaurant in Benicia, California called Kimono's. Kimono's is a hibachi style restaurant. I did think it was a pretty cute experience, but that restaurant is pretty pricey. So heads up, if you do want to go there, it's one of those restaurants that includes gratuity in the bill. So be mindful of that for sure. Overall, though, I had a really good experience. I always love being around my family and being in California. And it's so crazy because I've been living away from California for forever now, so long. And you could take the girl out of California, but you can't take the California out the girl. But yes, that was all that I had for my recent trip. And I did want to get into talking about some TV, y'all. So y'all, The Chi just recently had its finale, and not only am I like sick to my stomach that the show is over for the summer, but it was just really crazy how that episode went. So if you watch The Chi and you have not watched the final episode, I really don't know how you haven't watched the final episode yet. No shade, because if you tapped in like me, I'm sure you didn't already watched it, but just feel free to skip ahead if you have not watched it. Let's get into it. So on this finale episode, they started off with showing that Duda was killed. And y'all, I knew it was gonna happen, because Duda has done so much wrong, infiltrating, caused so many issues, damaged so much relationships, and just been a menace to Chicago on the show. I just knew it was gonna happen. It was just a matter of who was gonna do it and when they were gonna do it. So after they show him laying on the ground after someone killed him, the show flashes back 8 hours earlier in the day. And this all happened on Thanksgiving Day. It was a trip. So while everyone is cooking and preparing for the holiday, it's just a whole lot going on. Kevin and Keisha's mom, done found her another woman after her ex-wife cheated on her. And she is just ready to run off in the sunset and live her best lesbian life with DeBrat. And y'all, I had to say DeBrat because DeBrat is the one that is playing the love interest, but I do not know their name. Then Keisha found out that she was pregnant. It was a lot going on, y'all. And as many kids Emmett has on the show, I can't even sit here and act like I was surprised. Emmett has a lot of kids on this show, just like his dad, Darnell. But I know that Keisha and Emmett, they're going to make it work with the new baby. They were all excited about it. And Emmett was already discussing things like gender, like having a gender reveal. But Keisha, Miss Keisha, she shut that down real quick. She told Emmett that she did not want to have a gender reveal in case their child doesn't agree with the gender that they were assigned at birth. And I couldn't agree with Keisha more. Because if I ever have children, just a sidebar, I would not have a gender reveal either for that same reason. So I felt you, girl. But I do love Keisha and Emmett's dialogue on the show. I feel like they communicate very thoroughly. Even when they do not agree with each other, they talk it through. Then we have Papa on this episode. And he has just been getting closer and closer to this corrupt, crooked pastor who recently just hired him as an assistant. And Papa, he is just mourning right now. He's mourning the loss of his dad. His dad recently passed away on the show. And he's just been creating a bond with this other man who was also a pastor like his dad was. But this other pastor is really just a wolf in sheep's clothing. He seems to only care about getting money from the congregation to upkeep his lifestyle. Just money, money, money. That's all he cares about. Then we have Bakari and Lene. So this was actually a continuation from last episode. So Lene just recently told Bakari some information that she learned from Gemma and Maisha. Gemma and Maisha are her friends. Bakari's sister, Brittany, that recently got back in Bakari's life is working for Duda. So Duda hired Brittany to spy on her brother Bakari. When I say Brittany was so opt out for that, like, who spies on their brother and reports back to the enemy? I could not look at her the same way on the show anymore when I learned that she was putting her own brother in harm's way just to make some money. Like, Brittany, have some loyalty and some morals, girl. I like Amari in real life, like her music in real life, but I was irritated that Lena had her character being a snake. Like, come on, man. But anyways, Lene was pushing Bakari to have a conversation with his sister about it, and he was not here for it. Lene ended up inviting Brittany over to have a discussion with him anyways, and Bakari was really hurt because she put money over the family, and rightfully so. And Brittany claimed that she wanted to build a relationship with him now that everything was all out in the open, of course. And as she was leaving, she says to Bakari that she loved him, and either he knows that or he doesn't. And when I say Bakari handled that situation with so much patience, grace, and poise, because that statement would have had me seeing red. I would have been ready to crash out. Because how dare you sit there and fix your mouth to say that to me when your actions have not demonstrated or shown any type of love whatsoever? Bakari let her know, though, like, I forgive you, but I do not forget. So we'll see if their relationship can be repaired and how it goes from there. Then we had Tiffany on this episode. Child, Tiffany was cooking all day for the house. Friend was tired. Hair was sweated out. She was doing everything. When I say we would have messed around and ordered a cooked ham to get delivered and called it a day. And then Rob's mom was in the kitchen helping-ish with the cooking. But she wasn't doing enough, no shade. I would have been annoyed because I'm like, girl, why is you in the kitchen? No shade. Because Tiffany was ripping and running in that kitchen, cooking mac and cheese, chopping vegetables, baking rolls, and all. She was doing it all. But at the end of this episode, they ended up circling back to how Duda was killed. So what happened was, Alicia was going to do it. the woman that Duda had a relationship with ended up helping Alicia set Duda up. So Alicia was going to do it. And then Nuck is like Duda's right-hand man, came out of nowhere and shot Duda and called himself the new sheriff in town. Y'all, when I say I was shook, goodness gracious, I was shook. The right-hand man then turned around and became the new boogeyman of the city. He literally killed Duda. That was crazy. Then he killed Rob, the most unproblematic, cool, calm, and collected person on the show. That hurt my feelings because Rob did not deserve that at all. And I just know Tiff, his girlfriend, in this new season is going to be devastated. I feel so sad for her. It's like their life literally started going so good, and for that to happen was so sad. So after Nut killed Rob, he went and got Bakari to help him. And when I say I was so disappointed in Bakari, I thought Bakari was turning his life around with writing his book, linking up with the professor at Lene school, and he's getting ready to leave out of the door with Nuck. Lene literally told him, it's either me or them. And Bakari really sat there, flared his nose up, and left with them. He really went right back to them streets. And it's really a shame because with Duda gone, it was really his way to officially turn that new leaf. And he just got sucked right back into it. A shame. Very unfortunate. Anyways, after all that talking, y'all, I love The Chi. That was my thoughts on the finale. I can literally not wait until season 7. They have already started filming it. Shout out to them. And hopefully we do not have to wait all the way until next summer, because I'm already ready to see how season 7 goes. But that is all that I have for The Chi. Another show that I have been watching is Hoochie Daddies. And yes, y'all, the show is called Hoochie Daddies. The second season is out on YouTube right now. The producer and creator of the show is Crystal Hutchinson, also known as Woody. Everybody on the show calls her Woody. So the first season was in Jacksonville, Florida. And the cast is made up of masculine presenting women. So y'all know I'm tuned in. So they're all in the house competing for who's going to be the quote unquote top hoochie daddy. If they win, they get a chain, something else, and a trip out of the country. They have to compete in multiple competitions, though. And these competitions were consisting of like boxing. They even had like a tattoo competition where if they got a hoochie daddy logo tattoo above their neck or on their face, it was worth 2 points. And anywhere else, it was just 1 point. When I say they could have counted me all the way out of that challenge, though, I would have not been doing that. But they were doing it. They were not there to play. The first season, there was some drama and fights between two of the castmates, because turns out they knew each other prior to the show. And the first season is available on Tubi. I'm currently on the second season right now that's on YouTube. And this season is made up of Baby Jackson, 24K, Nelly, Milo, Money Montana, and Ra. And my apologies if I'm missing anybody. Oh, Cooley. I forgot Cooley. So so one situation that happened on this second season, and it's unfortunate, it happened with Baby. And Baby, she looks so good, but she could be so shady and messy. Like, girl, how are you this fine and shady and messy? So one of the cast, Ra, told Woody's the host of the show, that she wasn't feeling another one of the castmates named Nelly. Ra let Woody know on the side in confidence that Nelly walks around like she's the quote unquote top dog, quote unquote top stud in charge, all this and the third. I didn't understand where she was coming from, but she was telling her perspective to Woody in confidence, right? So Ra ends up going outside where all the other women were, and Baby, being messy, asks Ra in front of everyone, what did she talk to Woody about? And Ra is not the type to back down from a question. So she answered the question. She stood on business. Baby was so messy for asking that and really an instigator for that. I don't feel like Ra had to answer the question. I don't feel like she should have, just to avoid issues. But like I said, she's not the type who's going to back down from a question. She just does not seem like the type. So they go on to telling Nelly that she thinks she's the head stud in charge based off of how she like moves around the house. Then Baby jumped in with the same feelings. They also said that when Nelly gets alcohol in her system, when they go out, like she's a whole nother person. So just to speak to that, me speaking to that, so what I've been witnessing from the show, I have no idea how Nelly acts when they go out, because the show really does not show when they go out. They've only shown when they went out like once or twice. But my opinion of Nelly, like what I've seen, she seems so cool, calm, and collected. She just seems like she does her own thing and she's to herself. I personally like her, and she's a Sag too, so I also like that. I just feel like when people can't connect with you and when you're kind of doing your own thing, when it's a group show and you're kind of like off to the side, it can lead to other people feeling like you think you're better than them. But honestly, I feel like it's a personal problem that they need to sort out. Like, that's an insecurity that they're feeling just because you're not around everybody else. And Nelly literally said when they was coming at her, like, she's out of her comfort zone right now. She's not used to being in group settings and all this. She was explaining herself a little too much, in my opinion, because they was talking to her crazy. But yes, I've been watching Hoochie Daddies right now. I like that show. I love me a LGBTQ something. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to support. Another thing I wanted to talk about too is some music that I have been listening to right now. So Moneybagg Yo dropped the album called Speak Now, and there is a song called Speak. That song is a bop. You should definitely listen to that if you have not. I've also been listening to another song called Espresso by Sabria Carpenter. It's like that summer feel. Like, if you like that feel good, late night, windows down, driving on the freeway type of song, this is it. It's real cute. I actually heard the song when I was shopping and I had to figure out the name. The stores, they play some really good music. Also, another thing I wanted to talk about is Kendrick Lamar dropped his Not Like Us video, and that video was really good. Summer 2024 is Kendrick's right now. You hear me? It is his summer. Not Like Us has been out for a while now, and it's still got folks on lock. It's definitely not one of those songs that fizzle out. It's still giving, most definitely. Another thing I did want to talk about briefly is the presidential debate with Biden and Trump. I did tune into that. They talked about things like inflation, economic inequality, immigration. And that presidential debate was a hot mess. It was sly comments from Trump. Just him basically playing on Biden's coherence and ability to withstand being president at his age. There was a point where Trump made a comment that he didn't know what Biden said, and he felt like Biden didn't know what he said either, just being messy. Biden was stumbling over some of his words during the presidential debate, but I just personally feel like, you know, Biden, he's getting older. He's at the age where he should be relaxing and retiring. I would like, this is just my own personal opinion, I would like if there was another Democratic candidate. That would be nice, but I absolutely 100,000% do not want Trump to win. I just want another Democratic candidate in there. But that's all I'm going to talk about in regard to the presidential debate. I don't want to talk too much about politics, but that is all that I have for this episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed doing it. I hope that everyone is enjoying their summer. Definitely take advantage of this summer Summer goes by quick. Take advantage of this heat and this nice weather. But until next time, y'all, bye.